Mad Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
And we're back on City News. We're getting ready for our lunch as well. Michael Sangster is going to be here. Timothy Walker is going to be here. And we hope you join us for lunch as well. I wanted to get caught up today with Trina Mather-Smart, Executive Director and Artistic Director of Mattahockey Farm. How are you, Trina?
I'm excellent, thank you. How are you?
I always love chatting with you. Always something exciting to share. Give us a sense of what you're working on right now. I understand the Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards. You're looking for some submissions there.
We are. So we're so excited to be able to do this live. We did have our first Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards in 2021. And of course, unfortunately, had to go virtual with it. So we have the event planned for June 6th live at the National Arts Center this year. And we've just extended the nomination process for our Indigenous artists, musicians and makers from across North America.
Fantastic, and just such a wonderful opportunity to recognize these artists. Give us a sense of what type of submissions that you're looking for. Is it just at this point, people, either people that have got together to be bands, individuals? Give us a sense of what you're looking for.
Yeah, there's so many different categories. You know, you see a lot of the categories, for a mainstream music festival, of course. We have, like, artistic video of the year, roots and country, radio single of the year, so many of the, mainstream music awards. But we also have a lot of opportunities for our Indigenous artists. We have a social voice, for artists that are talking about current, raising awareness and that of current issues, rising star. We have powwow and traditional instrumental categories, Inuit and Métis, recognizing those artists. So, there's a real diversity of opportunities for our Indigenous musicians.
That's fantastic. I was driving past the farm this weekend and thought about the spring that's coming. I know we've passed that official day of spring, but we're looking for that spring day. We saw a little bit of it on Saturday. But what's happening at the farm this spring?
Yeah, so we've actually already had our Siguan, our spring festival. It definitely felt a little more wintry than than we thought, but we did have it over March, and we had some great artist workshops, and really celebrated our Indigenous teachings on maple. We were still able, because of the winter that carried on, to do some snowshoeing and some outdoor activities on the farm. So we are now, full speed ahead with our Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival and programming.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know how hard you work on all of that, and I always value your time. For somebody that maybe, Trina, has never been to the farm before, give us a sense of what they can expect.
Yeah, so we just, in light of spring, we just expanded our hours a little. So the farm's open to the public every Thursday through Sunday from 11 to 6, and people can, visit the farm, see our, rare and endangered Ojibwe spirit horses, visit the marketplace where we have over 45 Indigenous makers, art and food, and craft, and just explore some of the trails, visit our small animals. So it is open to public 4 days a week.
Well, that's fantastic. I look forward to spending some time at the farm this spring and summer. Thank you, Trina.
Thank you so much, Miigwech.
Thank you, Trina Mather-Smart, Executive and Artistic Director with Mattahockey Farm. Now, if you're looking where that farm is, it's right at the 416 Hunt Club, Moody, right in there. Fantastic opportunity for you to take your family there as well.